Tax credits and benefits are an important part of sustainability. That's according to Lee Healy, London leader and founder of Income Max.
When you kind of think about sustainability, often people think about the environment, but one of the key things that the London Sustainable Development Commission wanted to look at was income inequalities, and that's where we come in. Basically, we're passionate about benefits, tax credits, but also income in general. As we know, we've got this problem, I think, in society where benefits and tax credits are really misunderstood. And generally, you'll probably find most of the general public really don't understand their benefits and tax credits entitlement at all. So you might be missing out on benefits, or possibly you're even receiving benefits and you haven't got a clue how they're worked out. I've been working in the advice sector for about 16 years. And for me, I always thought the solution was having an expert talk to you about this issue. So basically, I launched Income Max as a community interest company to try and get this problem sorted.
So what do you actually do for people then?
It's pretty old fashioned, actually. It's advice. It's good people, trained experts on the end of the line, going through customers' benefits, tax credits and income. And obviously what we try and do is try and work out whether they're missing out on any benefits and tax credits. And so we put them in a picture there and help them maximise their income. But we've also got lots of other services around employment, for example. So we help people to move back into work by understanding how their benefits and income will change. And we also do lots of work around money and finance as well. So we help people work out their income and expenditure. And the whole idea is, yeah, basically it's a personal service with experts on the end of the line that you can trust and use to help you sort of, get to grips with this stuff.
And who pays for it?
Our model, if you like, our social enterprise model, is basically talking to businesses and working with businesses and charities and local authorities, and for them to commission our service for their customers. Now, traditionally, advice is always funded by grants and charitable funding and legal aid and so on and so forth. But actually, I think it's so important. If you think about it, lots of businesses are working with customers, and often perhaps if you're a utility company or a bank or a building society, you might be falling into arrears if you've, your circumstances have changed. Why not have that support there for customers? And for me, that always seemed a bit of a no-brainer that organisations should have this in place for customers. So when I launched the business, I went out and actually started talking to businesses, and they were really open to this idea. So that's how we're funded. We're basically commissioned by companies and organisations. We've got lots more in the pipeline as well.
And what sort of difference do you think it's made to the people that you've spoken to and helped so far?
It makes a massive difference to them. What you've got to understand is a lot of people have really low expectations of the kind of advice perhaps that they might get from an expert, knowing that benefits and tax credits is so complex. Our organisation, our team, don't use software to calculate it. We know this system inside out. So customers, when they start to speak to us, obviously very quickly we gain their trust and we tell them what we can do for them, and then we work them through the whole process, and we're there for them right the way through. And it's a real personal service, and I think, obviously customers off the back of it, they potentially maximise their income if there's something missing, but more importantly, they know where they stand and they know that they can come back to us if they run into any problems in the future.
And how useful has being a London leader been to this whole project?
Being a London leader is fantastic. I mean, the programme itself, I think, is very much kind of you get out of it what you put in. So I've had a fantastic time meeting all of the other London leaders and hearing about their projects and programmes and trying to help them as much as they've helped me as well. And then, of course, there's lots of events and networking and meeting people. It's just, it's been a big learning process, but also met some fantastic people along the way, many of which have led to sort of building up good business contacts for our particular business model, which is obviously working with businesses, companies and so on and so forth.
That's London leader Lee Healy from Income Max.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.